Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. We are continuing this exciting teaching about come and learn about who Jesus is. And I think it's such a fitting message for this time of the year. We're in the month of December celebrating the birth of Christ, our Savior, the Christmas season. We pretty much went over how there were over 300 prophecies in the Bible that prophesized the birth of our Savior, from the birth to everything he did to crucifixion. And then we talked about the origin of Jesus. Where did he come from? Remember, we read in John 1 that he was with God and he was God, and that everything was created through him and for him. And we also talked about the purpose of him coming to earth and taking a human form. Remember, the purpose was to offer a perfect sacrifice. Why? For the sins of all humanity, whoever would accept this gift of salvation, whoever would accept and believe it and believe in their heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he came to the earth to pay the price of sin instead of them, and also to reconcile us back to himself, to have that loving relationship that was broken in the Garden of Eden, right? And also to deliver us from death. Deliver us from death. This is not a physical death, but this is death, a separation from God and eternal condemnation, to deliver us from that. So yes, obviously we will have a physical death eventually and shed this earthly body, but our spirit lives on forever. So it was to deliver us from that complete separation forever from God and to reconcile us back to him. So now in this teaching, we're going to talk about how Jesus, who Jesus claimed that he is. So I'm just going to share a few verses with you guys. And this is in Matthew 16, 13 through 17. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. So what is Simon? When Jesus says, who do you guys say I am? Simon Peter says, you're the Messiah. And does Jesus confirm that? He sure does. He says, blessed are you, Simon. This was revealed to you by God. So he confirms what Peter says, that he is the Messiah, right? So let's go to Matthew 26, verses 63 and 64. This is right before crucifixion, when they brought Jesus into a trial before Sanhedrin and the high priest, who is the high priest. And he asks him, he says, what is the testimony that these men are bringing against you? But Jesus remains silent and gives no answer. And again, the high priest asks him, are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? I am, said Jesus. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. So again, this high priest is asking Jesus, are you the Messiah? And does Jesus say no? Does he deny it? He says, I am. Again, he confirms that he's the Messiah, right? He's the Savior. And there's another verse that I want to share with you guys, and that again confirms who he said about himself he is. And this is in John 14. If you guys read John 14, I'm going to jump to verse 7. But before that, this is when he is preparing his disciples for his crucifixion. And he says that I'm going to prepare a place for you. And it says, you know the way that I'm going. And Thomas says, I believe it's Thomas, he says, well, where are you going? We don't know where you're going. And then Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I believe. But John 14:7 says, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know me, and you have seen him. And I think this is pretty... okay, let me read you guys the whole verse, actually. So John 14:7. No, let me back up. So John 14, it says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? Anyway, so we're going to jump to verse 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. So he's pretty much saying, if you've seen me, you've seen God. You know, it says, from now on, you do know him. So I think I'm gonna conclude this teaching here and continue with the next podcast. So until then, God be with you and God bless you.